We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting 8 lines from the bottom, the beginning of a line. Va'omar Rav Chanan Bar Rava. Zok to Gemara. Va'omar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Omar Rav, Imei Da Avram. Who is the mother of Avram? Like the Rashbam explains that in the Pasuk it says who the mother of Yitzchak was, who the mother of Yaakov was. Who is the mother of Avram? So Gemara says the mother of Avram is Amasloi Bas Karnavu. That was the name of the mother of Avram. The father was Terach, and he was married to Amasloi Bas Karnavu. Ime the Haman, who is the mother of Haman, Amasloi Bas Urvasi. Amasloi Bas Urvasi, Visimanech, and the siman to remember, because it's very similar to names, who's Avram's mother, who's Haman's mother, the siman is Tame Tame Tar Tar. A Karnavu sounds like Karim, which sounds like Parim, which are cows. So that's something that's a Tara animal. And an Oirev is a raven, is a Tame animal. And that's the name of Haman's mother, Amasloi Bas Orvasi. So that's your member, because obviously Avram Avinu is Tahar, and Haman is Tame. And that is brought, Haman's mother is Derech Agav. Derech Agav of Avram Avinu, who we named him, we know the name of the mother of Avram is Amasloi, which is similar to Haman. Therefore it's brought in Agav. Agav, the name of the mother of Avram, we brought in the name of the mother of Haman. Imei the David, who is the mother of David, and it's Seves Bas Adael Shema. That's her name. Imei the Shimshimin, the Shimshin. What's the Shimshin's mother's name? Salafinus. We know his father's name is Menoyach, and his mother's name Salafinus. Ba'achsei, and the sister is Nashion. So Lamai Nafgamina. What's the difference? All these mothers' name. So my answer is Lotshuvas Haminim. Because they always ask, why do you mention Yitzchak's mother, and we mention Yaakov's mother, and where's Avram's mother? Did he have a mother? So, therefore, the Gemara is telling you this, we have a Masari, what their name was. Obviously, Haman wasn't Shavikashu, that was just Agav, also the sister of Shimshon, also wasn't so Negeitas, but that came, like Rashbam says, Agav, the other ones. But all these mothers' names are the Tshuva Samidim, to answer the meaning, we have these questions. Amrav Chanan Bar Rava, not a member from Chanan Bar Rava, Amrav, Eses Shalom Nechmash Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had to hide for 10 years. And like the Rashbam brings down the famous Medrash, that it says that Nechmashu could be Chavshu Nimrod. He was in jail for 10 years. And the Agada, the Rashbam says, Re'isi the Terach Aviv Chavshu B'Shvil Shoyim Ma'abed Tzlama. So one pshat, the Rashbam says, it was Nimrod put him in jail. And the Agada, and the Medrash says that Terach, his father, put him in jail for 10 years because he was breaking his tzlam of his Avodah Zarah. So, Eser Shalom Nechmash Avram Avinu, Shalosh B'Kuta, 3 years in Kuta, V'Sheva V'Kardu, and 7 in Kardu. Kuta is somewhere in northern Iraq, and Kardu is somewhere in Turkey, eastern Turkey, I think. Rav Dimra Adoy Masli Ipcha, the opposite, that there were 7 years in Kuta and 3 years in Kardu. Omrav Chista, Ivra Ze'ira, the Kusa Zeo Ur Kazdim. The place called Ivra Ze'ira, which is in Kusa, that's Ur Kazdim, the famous Ur Kazdim, which is brought down in Chumash. And there was a nace made of Avram, that Avram was thrown into the fire there. And whoever sees Ur Kazdim has to make the bracha, Baruch Sha'asa Nisim La'aveseinu Mokim Azel, like it says in Parak HaRoya. And therefore he's telling you where this place is. Omrav Rav Chanan Bar Rav Omrav, Oisa Yem Shenifta Avram Avinu Ma'olam. The day Avram Avinu died, Omdu Kol Gedoyli Umos Olam, all the nations of the world, all the Gedoylim of the nations of the world, got Beshura, lined up, Vamru, and they said, Oiloi La Olam, woe to the world, Sha'avad Man Higoy, lost his leader, Va'oiloi La Svina, on top of Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, Va'oiloi La Svina, and woe to the boat, Sha'avad Kabarita, lost its captain. So the world lost its leader, and the Sfira lost its captain. But another drasha, v'amisnasei l'chol l'roish. So it says in the pasuk that Hashem picks up, is the one who picks up every leader, is Hashem who raises that leader. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, it says kol roish. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Amar Rav, afilu reish gargusa mishamayim mukvila. Even the one who's in charge of the bayrois, like someone stands near the water hole, the well, and he decides who, making sure it's beseder. It's like a crossing guard, and he makes sure who gets to shep the water first. Such a person, that job, that stellar, that leader, being the head of the well, is also preordained from Shemayim. Every single Rosh in the world is preordained from Shemayim. Like the Rashbam says, Sara Muna Labiris, mi yidla mi menu hayoim lahashka yisodosov, mi lamachar, v'surara katanihi, it's a shvach ashtela. And says that mastasil chol Rosh, even gargusa. So we learned the Gemara before, and says that Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilion left Eretz Yisrael. Why? It was a terrible thing to leave Eretz Yisrael. Why leave Eretz Yisrael? Because it says that they wanted to. It says they wanted to find. It was a hunger, and they left because they wanted. The hunger was too hard for them. So the Gemara says they would never have left. Even if the price went up, if they found anything to eat, they would never have left. And they must have left because they had nothing to eat, Taka. And they had full right to leave because of that reason. And they wouldn't get an oinish for that. Amar Chiya Bavar Meshuv and Karchi argues, Chaz V'Shalom, he argues in the Gemara 7-4. Before the Gemara 7 that he left because of prices, because of inflation, they left. And there was a tain on them because they left Eretz Yisrael. But he's saying it was not a tain on them. Because Chaz V'Shalom, Shafil Motsu Subim Lo Yoytsu. If they would have found Subim, they would not have left. They would not have left Eretz Yisrael. Well, if they're not man and Jews, why did they get Einish? If they left Beheter because they had no food whatsoever, so what was the Einish? Shehoylem levakas rachma al-dorim le-bikshu. Because they didn't daven for their dor. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, b'zakecho yatzilucha kibbutzayich. By davening, loshen zakecho is a tizak, so then that alone will gather all the people from Golis, and it helps, tefillah helps. They should have davened for the dar, and because of that, they got this oinish that they died because they didn't daven for the dar. Omar Rabba Bar Bachan, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Lo Yishonu, Ela Moyes Bezul Paris B'Yoker. The whole din that you're not supposed to leave is only if people have money, but just there's inflation. So there, you should not leave Eretz Yisrael for that reason. It's also to leave. But if there's no money to go around, people are not making money. Money is b'yoker, which is very hard to get money. So then even if the price is regular, 4 sa'a sela is a regular price, no inflation, you're still allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to make panasa if you don't have any money. And the Gemara is going to bring down different memories of Rabbi Yechon, and the first one will be a riot to the Sisoid. And the simon for the next memories are sela, poyel, charuva, talya, and omrin. Dom Rabbi Yechon lived right after the Churban Abayis, and he knew people who remembered still what was going on in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Dom Rabbi Yechon, Harina, I remember Kahad Hava Kaimin Arba Sa'im Besela, that you could find 4 Sa'im Besela, which is no inflation, and still have an Afishin Afichi Kafan Betveria. And still, there were these people who were bloated from hunger in Tveria, made the less Isser, because they didn't even have an Isser. This is like a very small fraction of a sela. They didn't have even a quarter to buy lechem, and therefore there was terrible hunger. Now, Rina, I remember. Now, the next few members are going to be members saying how they remember. Pashas means how he remembers the good times, or someone told them about it, about the good times that were times of the time of Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yechon, now Rina ka lo yahava misgarin payala lemidrach karta. I remember when the people did not get hired in the east side of the city of Pasha of Tveria, Mereach Pita Meisen, because they used to die from the smell of the bread. Which the response first shot is that in the east, the wind, the Ruach Marovis, the west wind, used to blow the smell of Pas always to that side. And since it was such a good Reach, they died from that good Reach. The Pas gave off such a good smell that people die from that. That's how good the past was in those days. The second pshat of the Rashbam is that it's going back on the idea of hunger. That the second pshat of the Rashbam means it's talking about hunger, that they died from the smell of the bread. That the boxer used to be so luscious, they used a child used to bite into a charuva, have a nugget chuta the dovshal train the roi, and honey used to drip down to both his arms. That's how juicy these charuva was. And I really kind of have a notal urva bisra. If a raven used to steal a piece of basar from someone's table or wall, the nogat chuta the mishcham a reish shura vadara, used to leave over a residue of oil from on top of the wall until the ground. It was very, very geschmack and fatty, the meat in those days. So we're seeing that things have changed, that the world got schwacher over the years. In those days, the things were very geschmack. Like the Rashbam says, Rosalim said, Yizaycher, Shahoya came bedoris harashainim, Mekarv was manabayis. Karv to the manabayis, he remembers his good days. And one more gemara about the good days, Omar Vyachan, Narina kam, Talia and Talia, Vitalyasa Vashuka, Kabar Shis Esrei, Ukavar Sheves, right? I remember when boys and girls, we used to hang out on the shuk, 16 and 17 years old, they didn't do any avera. And like the Mashah says, but today it's not like that. Rosh Hashanah shenaskalkulu hadayrois mimei achurban meyoyim liyoyim. It got worse. And today people are doing chatam. Omra Rabbi Yechron. Narina kadhava omrim be medrasha. They used to say in the Beis Medrash, the moidu lohoin nofa beyadohin. They used to chap the chilik between the mavdil ben Yisrael amim. They used to remember that. They used to say, the saying was that if you Moidalahem, which means you misratzalahem, you say they're great, you like what they do, you're gonna fall into their hands. And what you should do is say, no, they don't know what they're talking about. And the misrachatzalahem, those who are beteich by them, delay the loin. Whatever's yours, they're gonna take. Like the Rashbam learns that if you trust them and show them everything, you know what's gonna happen, they're just take everything you own. You're gonna show them what you have, you're gonna take everything you own, and that's what happens when you trust the God. So we're going now back to Machlon V'Kilion, the two sons of Elimelech. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Ros, Machlon V'Kilion, Ksiv, it says in Divrei Hayomim, and when it's referring to the different people from Shevet Yehuda, it says in the Pasuk, Yoyosh V'Sarav, which are referring to Machlon V'Kilion. So Rav Shmuel, it's called Rav Shmuel, Chadama Machlon V'Kilion Shmon, really the name is Machlon V'Kilion, like it says in Ros. V'Loma Nikra Shmon, Yoyosh V'Sarav, why in Divrei Hayomim are they called Yoyosh and Sarav? Yoyosh and Nisyayish Menegula. He's called Yoyosh because in Nisyayish Menegula, he should have had a betachin that Kadosh Baruch will save them from Ra'av, to save them from hunger. He should have betachin that. Sarav, Shinishchayv, Vishreif, Lamakim. Sarav, that means that Nisyayish Vishreif, Lamakim. Why, Dr. Mashah? The reason is because they did not daven for Klai Yisrael, and therefore the Chayiv Shreifa, and he touches in, somehow the davening is called Eish, davening with fire, so therefore the Midik Nagamida was, they were Chayiv Shreifa. The Chadama one says, Chadama Yoyosh V'Sarav Shmon, the name is Yoyosh V'Sarav. V'lom V'Nikra Shmon Machlon V'Chilion, why are they called Machlon V'Chilion? Machlon Sh'Ashu Guf V'Chulun. Machlon, because he made his Guf Chulun by leaving Eretz Yisrael, that's, you know, Eretz Yisrael, you're Kaddosh, now you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're like Chulun. The Chilyon should eschayv a kli l'makom. They were eschayv misa for either two reasons we have before in the Gemara. Either reason was because they left Eretz Yisrael because of food, or because of inflation, or because they should have davened for their dar and they didn't daven. Tanya Kamanda Oma Machloi Mekilyon Shmon. There's a brisa that's a right to the Manda Yomo who says that the name was Machloi Mekilyon, and Yoyosh and Sarf are just the same tayar. The time of the Brisa, the Ma'idach Siv, what's found in this pasuk? What's Taish in this pasuk? What's the Yom says? This pasuk is enumerating the Bnei Yehuda, and it says in the pasuk, V'yoykem v'anche kezeva, v'yoyosh v'sorof, asher balu l'moyov, v'yeshuv v'ylechem v'advar matikim. Let's state the pasuk. And the Gemara dash like this. The Brisa dash like this, and there'll be a riot, and the Ma'idach Yom says that really the name is Machlon V'chilion. V'yoykem ze Yeshua, shahokem shuva l'anche givoin. So, first of all, stop right there. Isn't Yeshua from Ephraim? He's not from Yehuda. So the Rashbam speaks out that maybe his mother was from Yehuda. Just like we call Mordechai Ish Yehudi, even though he was of a different Shevet. I think he was also from Ephraim, could be. And what? Mordechai. I'm talking about Mordechai. Where is he from? Binyamin. Right. So Mordechai is from Binyamin. So even though he's from Binyamin, we call him Ish Yehudi. Because his mother of Yehuda, the Rashbam speaks out. So over here, so we're saying over here, it must be his mother was from Yehuda. That's why Yeshua is in this pasuk. Now Yeshua, why is it? What's the lashon of Yoykim Yeshua? Because he's making the shua that he swore to the Anche Givoin, that he swore to Anche Givon, which the Givonim were the people. It's actually mentioned, this is Parash and Rashi and Tzavim, that the Givonim came, they saw that the Klaizo were destroying all the Canaan. They came, they may believe that they're not from Canaan, they're from a faraway place, and Yeshua believed them and it made a sure he's not going to kill them. And Lamaisi found out that they were Canaanim. But he kept up a sure, he did not kill them because he kept a sure. But Anche Kazeva, Anche Givon, Shekozva be Yeshua. They fooled Yeshua by saying they're from a faraway place and not from the canal, not from the Shivumus. But Yoyosh Vesarov in the Pasik was a mean Elu Machloy Michilim, because was Yoyosh Vesarov, Yoyosh Yisayish Megula. They're called Yoyosh because even Siayish from the Gula that Hashem could save, you have a talk that Hashem could help out the economy. And Sarov, Shishai, Vesarov, for Lamakim, like we said before, because they should have David for Klai Yisrael. Asher Baal Lulamoyev, Shinosu Nashmei Yavias. They married Nashmei Yavias when they moved to Moyev. Vyashuvi Lechem Zerush Shameiva. This is Rus. Hameiva Sheshava, she returned to Eretz Yisrael and she married someone from Beis Lechem, which is Bayaz. Nidvukha of Beis Lechem Yehuda. Vahadvar Matikim, the Pasuk ends off, Vahadvar Matikim, which means, Vahadvar Malol, Atikim Namran. These things were said and orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Mitzasi David Avdai, Avdi V'Chsiv, and it says by Loit, Shnei B'nei Secha Nimtzais, which one of them was Mayav, and Matzasi to Nimtzais, like Gzer Shava. This all happened by Hashem, that David HaMelech should come from Rosh HaMeviah. In the Pasuk it says, Hema Hayotzrim V'yoshvei Netoim V'gedera Im HaMelech Malachto Yoshu Shom. Pasuk Diver Yom and Pasha means different professions that people have, and the Gemara Dashon like this. Hema Hayotzrim Elu Bnei Yondav Berechav Shenotzu Shua Saviyim. It's going on, the children of Yondav Berechav that kept the Shua of their father. Yondav Berechav lived like 100 years before the Churban, and he told his children, you're not allowed to drink wine anymore or buy any properties because the Churban's coming. He knew the Churban was coming already, and as to show Avelus for the Churban, he didn't drink any wine anymore. And his children kept the Shua of the father. His whole story, Yirmiyah, he wanted someone to get to drink wine. He said, no, I'm not going to drink wine because they kept the Shua of their fathers. Yoishvei Netam, that Shlomo, it's referring to Shlomo HaMelech, Shodoyim Lanetia of Malchusai. His Malchus is Doima to Anetia, which it keeps on growing bigger and bigger. That's how the Malchus of Shlomo grew bigger and bigger. Lanetia of Malchusai. Vigdeira, Loshen Gedeira, there's a fence, Zeus and a Hedron. Shagodru Pirzaseim Shal Yisrael. They close up the Pirzais, the breaks in the fence of Klal Yisrael by making takanas. Im Amalek Molach to Yosher Shom Zurus Amivia Shirasa B'Malchus Shleima Ben Benoy Shab Ben Beno. Rus Amivia had Meridika Arichas Yomim, lived very very long, and she saw the Malchus of Shleima. Shneim, how do we know? The pasuk says V'Yosam Kisei Leim HaMelech. This is talk about when they went into David HaMelech. Basheva went into David HaMelech to make sure that Shleima HaMelech will be the next king, and it says in the pasuk that Yosam Kis Leim HaMelech. Who is this? Leim Hashem Malchus, which was Rus. Tanu Rabbanan. The parak will end off now with Psukim in Parashas Bichu Kaisai. That's talking about the brachas of the Tvua in times of when they didn't do the will of Hashem. Tanu Rabbanan is in the pasuk with Chatam Tvua Yoshon. You're going to eat the Tvua even though it's old. Beloy Salmantoin. Without Salmantoin. What is Salmantoin? My Beloy Salmantoin. Rav Nachman, Beloy Ritzinasa. Without the worms that usually attack the Tvua, you're going to be able to eat the Tvua comfortably for years, the same Tvua, without, even though it's getting old, without any worms attacking it. Rav Sheshes Omar, ruining it. Sheshes Omar, Beloy Shadifa, without Shadafoin, which dries out the Tvua and makes it no good. Also, that also will not happen. That's the shadow of the tides. What's Lamanta mean? It means the worm, or it means the Shidofoin, which is where it warms it up and dries it out and makes it not taste good, makes it hard. So Taikam was Rav Shesh, Taikam was Rav Nachman. Taikam was Rav Nachman, Pasuk says Vechaltam Yoshon. The Braisa says about this Pasuk Vechaltam Yoshon, that you're going to eat the old Tvua. Yochel Yushal Mitzapim Lechadosh. Maybe they'll eat the old Tvua, but they can't wait for the new season and they're gonna start eating it right away. Because the Yoshon is getting destroyed. Maybe that's the case. Tamalayma, no. Ad ba tvuasa. The pasuk says, "V'chalton Yoshon noishon v'yoshon prechadosh tetsiu." So you see in the pasuk that they're gonna eat this tvuah. who says, I read the wrong pasuk. Zratim eis hashana hashvinis v'chaltim ha tvua yoshan ad hashana tshias. Ad bay tvua osha teichli yoshan. Until the other tvua is completely ripe, you're going to eat the old one. Ad shatovim me'aleha. It's not pshat, you're going to be finished, it's going to get ruined, and you're going to have nothing left to eat. You're going to have to start eating the new tvua by roasting it. You're going to have to eat it prematurely. No, you're going to be able to add ba tvuasa until tvua is finished. You're going to be eating the old tvua because they're not going to have any worms in it. This is a raya too. The man Yoma says that samata means worms. You're going to want the new tvua because the old tvua is no good. Until the tvua will be ripe. You'll keep on eating the yashan until the tvua will be ripe.
Same pasuk,
same makar. Yes, it's same makar. It's machlekes. What were lekoming lafuke? What didn't the yashan have? So Rav Nachman said it didn't have the worm. Rav Sheshi says it didn't get any less. It still was very good tvua that I get warmed and dry at all. It was still very good tvua. Taran baran. V'chalton yoshon noishon. You need old double loshon for the old tvua. Malamed shkom yushim mechaver avyof mechaver. Whatever's older is even better. The older it gets, the better it gets. Vainly al dvarim shadarkan liyashdom. This is only by things that are derech to make it older, like wine. Dvarim shein darkan liyashdom v'nayin. How do you know that in times of bracha, even things that are not usual to let it age, it'll be good aged. In times of bracha, all the aged food will taste good. And it says in the pasuk that they have so much tvua, you're going to have to move out the yashan to make room for the chadash. You're still going to have left over from the yashan. That's still good. You have to move it out for the chadash. The storehouse is full of yashan. The grano is laying chadash. And the new silos are full of chadash. Like, what should we do? We can't take this out because of that. There'll be so much, you're not going to have a problem with storage. You're going to have so much tour, you're going to have a problem with storage. Amra Papa, komilia tika ma'alya. All aged food is good, but besides for these three, levar, metamri, dates, v'shichra, and beer, v'harsana, and small fish, those things are not good. I guess herring is not so good, old. And old beer is not so good, and old dates are not so good, but everything else, the more you age it, the better it tastes. I guess that includes meat and whiskey, it's all very good aged, and wine, but these three things are not good aged.